You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. We're already at the halfway point of this year's state fair, and the attendance continues to grow. Fair spokesperson Dave Ballard says they attribute that to major fair improvements to the tune of $120 million in recent years, which allows people to sprawl out.
We've gotten a little more popular, and the people who've been coming are staying longer. It's the oddest thing. We never expected that, to find that that would be different. But then you think about it, it makes sense. If you're comfortable, you'll stay. When you're uncomfortable, when you're bumping into people and it's hot, it's crowded, you'll leave.
Now, with everything in place on the expanded Midway and no new buildings to integrate this year, the team has been focused on programming. Ballard says that involves connecting people to agriculture offerings of the state, like 25-cent milk, and creating family fun programming, including at the Expo Center.
This year, instead of ice, we're doing turf sports. We're doing family movie nights. You can go in and play these big lawn games like a massive Connect Four, or you can play blow-up foosball.
Members of the U.S. Postal Service in Syracuse were at the Expo Center Tuesday to offer one of the latest stamps that gives a nod to state and local fairs. Spokesperson Maureen Marion grew up in Syracuse and has been going to the fair since she was a kid. She says the stamp is evocative.
You see some hay bales and fruit and vegetables and then some little piggies, and then you see a midway, and then you see somebody handing over a candy apple. So you can't miss the feel.
Tuesday is the second of back-to-back senior days, and it was also Beef Day. The State Fair runs through Labor Day. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.